I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Mary Margaret Smith. Mary Margaret is the owner of Winsmere Farm, and she raises certified organic cranberries up in Cape Blanco, Oregon. Mary Margaret, where is Cape Blanco, Oregon?
Cape Blanco, Oregon is the westerlymost point in Oregon, and we're about an hour to an hour and a half north of the California border. Our cranberry bar is actually in the little town of Sixes, which only has a post office.
Okay.
So if you blink, you miss it.
A small little town. So tell us a little bit about cranberries. I think a lot of people who live in Humboldt County really don't know how cranberries are grown. We've seen commercials with pictures of bogs, but tell me, what type of a plant is a cranberry?
A cranberry is a very short vining plant. They send out runners, and on the runners grow upright stems that actually produce the berries. Once you have planted them, you do not have to replant them. Some bogs on the coast are upwards of 50 years old. You just have to take good care of them.
I didn't realize that cranberries had been raised on the western coast for that long. I think of cranberries mostly being raised on the east coast.
That's right. Most of the cranberries are raised on the east coast and Wisconsin. Recent years, probably 20 years, 30 years, they've become more popular out here. They like a little cool temperature in the wintertime and not too hot in the summer. And our cranberries grow in sand, basically. They are not grown in water. They are grown in sand and irrigated frequently during the summer to keep the plants from drying out. And the sand then allows the water to pass through, to go over the roots, and to drain out. We have a closed system on our farm so that the water that goes on the cranberry bog then is piped back into our pond and put back on the bog.
What do you fertilize the plants with?
We use seabird guano, and it goes on through the irrigation as a liquid.
So that's a pretty high nitrogen substance.
It is. They take a pretty high nitrogen content, but not very often. You just fertilize them about three times in the spring, and that will do it for their growing season.
So when the plants grow, I understand what you're saying. They're planted in the sand, and then they grow up out of the sand. Why is it we always have this image of cranberries being underwater?
Cranberries are harvested in water if they are going to be used for processed products, such as canned cranberry sauce or juice, or dried cranberries, craisins that you see in the stores.
Uh-huh.
If your cranberries are going to fresh market, like you would go down to your local grocery store and buy a pound of cranberries, those must be dry harvested. Berries that are in contact with the water tend to develop a fungus quickly and mold. That's why they are processed right away. The dry harvested berries keep quite well. Dry harvested berries are harvested with a machine that has its own power, but you have to actually guide it. And it looks to me like an overgrown rototiller.
Oh, okay.
It has blades that actually cut the stems, and then they are put on a little conveyor with shelves and brought up to the top of the machine and dropped in a gunny sack.
And do the berries shake off of these stems as they're going up?
No, they don't. So you end up with a gunny sack full of weeds, stems, leaves, and berries. Then the sack is put onto what you call a devining machine, which is another conveyor belt that takes them to a blower. As they go down a conveyor belt that's about 6 feet long, and at the end of the belt, the berries are being heavy, drop out, and the leaves and stems are blown upwards into a pile. And then the berries that drop out of the machine are mostly berries. A few stems get through there.
Uh-huh.
Then they go on to another cleaning machine that bounces them down like stair steps,
uh-huh.
Called a bounce board or a Hayden separator. And the really soft, squishy ones that maybe the machine has run over or they've had some disease, they drop out the back. And the tiny ones drop out the middle, and the nice large ones come out the front.
It's like a little quality control.
Little quality control, right. And from there, they go on to a hand-sorting table where our crew will pick out whatever small ones or squashed ones got through all these machines and any leaves or stems that are still there. Then they're packaged and go to market.
How many pounds of cranberries do you produce in a year?
We have 1 acre of cranberry vines, and we produce anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 pounds a year.
That's a lot of cranberries. What's your favorite way to prepare cranberries?
Well, we, of course, like cranberry sauce all year round.
Uh-huh.
My husband can eat cranberry sauce without the meat. He just likes the cranberries. And our grandkids eat them right straight out of the bog. But we like them in waffles. in muffins and breads. I just recently was given a recipe at market for a cranberry pie that is really good. So I think that's going to become a holiday staple. Yeah.
So it takes a little bit of sugar when you're cooking with cranberries. They're a little bit on the tart
side. Sugar or honey or apple. A lot of people use apples and oranges and nuts and grind them up to make a relish. And the apple juice seems to be quite adequate for sweetening.
And with cranberries, what are some of the benefits of eating cranberries?
Oh, cranberries are very healthy. They have a lot of vitamin C and a lot of things that are healthy for your urinary tract. And just in general, they're just good for the body.
And where do you sell your cranberries?
Well, we go to farmers markets. We go to the Arcata Market, and I go to the Beaverton Market up by Portland. And we go to small health food stores up and down the coast and to the Arcata Co-op there. And but through the Internet, we have a website.
And when did you start farming cranberries?
Well, we started farming cranberries when my husband retired, and we had always enjoyed watching the cranberries growing in our area and had some friends that were growing cranberries, so we decided to give it a try. So we bought a piece of property. Neither of us have any farming background, so basically we were starting from the beginning. We had to put in our own bog, buy the vines, and get them planted, and then it takes 3 years before you have a berry.
How did you create your bog?
Well, first you remove all the soil, and then you put back in a soil called black lock in this area, and it's very hard, clay-like soil that does not allow water to permeate. So that goes on the bottom of your bog, and then you put sand. So when the water goes through the sand, it hits this black lock and doesn't continue to go down. And at that point, ours is piped back into the pond, as I stated before.
Mm-hmm. And how big is your farm? I know you have an acre in cranberries, but how big is your total farm?
We have 40 acres.
And what other sorts of things do you grow on your farm?
We have belted Galloway cattle, which is a cow from Scotland raised for meat. And it is very short, very wide, and very gentle. And they are sometimes called the Oreo cow because they have a white stripe around their middle, and the rest of them is black. They look like an Oreo cookie, and they're very good for this country because of the wet weather, being from Scotland. So we raise those for meat for our own family.
Uh-huh.
And we raise a small vegetable garden for our own use and some organic wild huckleberries.
And you also raise horses.
Yes, we do. We have horses for our horseback riding program for the handicapped, which is mainly in Curry County. We have two horses in the program right now, a horse and a pony.
Uh-huh.
And we also have goats. We have about 12 goats for clearing brush on our property.
You have it all there. It sounds like a real piece of paradise you have up there.
Well, we really enjoy it, and we certainly would welcome any visitors that would want to come up and see how the cranberries are grown.
Great. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Mary Margaret Smith from Windsmere Farm, raising certified organic cranberries up there on the Oregon coast. Thank you, Mary Margaret.
Thanks for having me.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.